Hey, 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 welcome back. It is your girl, Noemi, aka Mimi, aka Coffee with Curls. I am back from my little short hiatus. Need to take a short mental health break. I'm sure that everyone from time to time needs that. I suggest that everyone does it at least once in a while, just to get your thoughts together. You know, it's good. I think it's good for the mind. It's good to recollect and to think. And however you want to use that time is yours. But thank you for rocking with me and welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful Tuesday. My weekend was wonderful. It was very busy. I actually attended an event with my husband. It was a private event. It was actually in a really beautiful home. It was it was like a brunch slash fashion show that had an amazing singer, DJ. It was the whole shenanigans. Definitely a good time. And then on Sunday, I had my very first interview with another podcaster. The info will be coming out very soon, and I'm actually very excited about it. And I will be posting that when it's available. This podcaster is amazing, and it was an amazing experience, and I'm very humbled that she interviewed me, and I'm looking forward to more interviews. She is so dope. What I can tell you, she is another Brooklynite like me. So we already had a connection, and it was actually the first time that we spoke on her phone is live on air. So can't wait till you guys check that podcast out. And I'll definitely, like I said, I'll keep you guys posted on that. And then, of course, on my reflection topic of this week, did you guys had a chance to check out Jada Pinkett's new show? I think it's on Facebook. It's called Red Table Talk. I think that's what it's called. And the episode that I saw was the one with her and Gabrielle Union. If you guys have not checked this episode out, I suggest you go onto YouTube, or you can also find the information on Facebook, vice versa. But it's one episode to watch. And I saw, it was so touching. It seemed to be a very healing moment, in my opinion. I was touched by it. I actually definitely cried. I think that sometimes as people, well, I'm going to say this, I'm going to take accountable for myself. As women and myself, you know, sometimes you get into a funk with another person and you don't even know why. You're like, what the hell happened? And you never really address it. You almost have like this funk or mad at somebody, and you just don't deal with it, which is not a good thing, you know. And that made me reflect about accountability within myself, right? I think that accountability can be challenging because it's hard to look at yourself and say, you know what, I'm fucking up. And that's something within like the last couple of years that I've been working on. And even as recent, I had to really reflect on some things that I've said that I want to accomplish, and had to really view why I haven't accomplished those things just yet. And to be honest, it was because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. And I found myself making excuses of why I couldn't get it done, you know? And I think that is a comfort zone. Not being accountable for yourself can be a comfort zone, whether you realize it or not, because it's really a choice whether you realize it or not. And it's something that I had to sit there and meditate about and really start creating a plan of attack if I really want to accomplish these things. And like everything, I think that it's a muscle that you need to work on. It's like, to me, everything is a muscle, right? Trying to be positive is a muscle. If you don't work it out enough, then how can you expect to be strong, right? So being accountable for myself is definitely something that I work on all the time, because I really don't want to sit here and say, hey, I didn't do this because, you know what, your ass was being lazy. To me, that's not good enough. And that's just a reflection on myself and being super honest. You know what I mean? And There's just so many things about that, you know. And just learning to be responsible for yourself is also a form of bravery, believe it or not. When you start reflecting on the things that you're responsible for, that you can change, whatever it is, it's your power, you know? And I think that we really, truly don't realize how powerful we are when we start making choices that makes our soul feel good. And, you know, like I said, again, it's something that I consistently work on, because every day my goal is to be better than I was yesterday. I don't want to be the same. You know, I want to continue to evolve. And that's what I always use. I'm a student of life. You know, I'm forever learning. I'm open to learn. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I fall into old habits. I'm like, oh, bitch, what are you doing? That's how I talk to myself. Like, girl, what are you doing? Get your life, you know? But it's just having an honesty moment with yourself, really reflecting on how you want to evolve, taking responsibility even when it's hard. And it's okay, right? You don't have to have it all figured out. You will never all have it all figured out. I don't think anybody in this world knows everything. But it's okay to just take an inventory of self. I think it's super important. And understanding that you're worth it. And, you know, just keep on pushing along, you know. And you know what I do know for a fact? That everything gets figured out. At the end of the day, everything will be okay. It is. Sometimes at that moment, it doesn't seem that way. But it does. Everything works out, you know. But I just want to kind of reflect on that whole accountability thing, because I've been struggling with that, you know, having an honest moment with myself and, you know, just being authentic about it, you know. So once again, just leave with that thought. Feel free to reach out to me on all my social media under Coffee with Curls. And give me some feedback. How do you keep yourself accountable? Would love to hear your response on that. And until the next time, have a good one. Stay blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.